something like a cabinet, a portable cabinet. It's a portable closet. So if it's not built into the wall, it's just what do you roll it in, do your thing with it.
And what do you call that?
A ceiling roll.
Okay.
I don't know the correct pronunciation of it. Well, we ought to call it a ceiling roll.
Okay. In the room at the very top of the house?
So the attic.
And the room that you cook in?
The kitchen.
Okay, and what do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods?
Your breakfast nook.
Okay. What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
Yeah, and what would you call a room that's used to keep odds and ends in?
Your basement. That's the way we keep all odds and ends.
If you didn't have a basement, what would you call a room?
A utility room.
Say you had a real messy room, and every day you'd have to do what to it?
Clean it up.
Okay. And what do you sweep with?
A broom.
Okay, now if the broom is in the corner, and the door is open, where would you say the broom is compared to the door?
Parallel to it, behind it.
Okay. Years ago on Monday, women usually did their...
hair? Washing.
Yeah, okay, and then Tuesday they'd do... after washing, you do what to?
Oh, you're scrubbing.
Yeah, get the wrinkles out.
Oh, you're ironing.
Okay, and what do you call that together?
Washing and ironing.
Yeah. You can say you're doing your...
your chores.
Now, how do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Walk.
Of what?
Stairs.
Okay, now if you're outside and you have to go up into a house, what would you say you walk up?
A gangplank.
Hey, this is a house.
If you're walking into a house, explain it again.
Yeah, and you've got things in front that you have to go up.
Steps.
Okay. Now what's built outside of a house that's attached onto it where people might put chairs and sit in?
A yard.
It's
a patio.
Okay. And what's another word? You might also have a front.
Lawn.
It's like a patio, you call it a front.
Another correct one, I see.
Let's see. How about, I don't know how to describe it to you. It may have columns on it, and it may be covered.
A carport?
No, it's like a patio. You can sometimes people hang swings out in front of.
A recreation area? A porch.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Now, can you have a porch on more than one floor?
Yeah.
Okay, what would you call that? If it's on
a balcony.
Okay. And does it make a difference if it has a roof?
No.
Okay, you still call it a
balcony.
Okay. If a door's open and you don't want it that way, you would tell somebody to...
close it.
Or...
shut it.
What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Shingles.
On the side, rather than on the roof?
Lap over each other?
Yeah.
If your house is made of wood?
Mm-hmm.
Overlapping?
Do you have a name for this?
No, I don't know the name of it.
Would you call them weather boards or siding?
Aluminum siding. Most of it is considered siding.
Okay. And what do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
Your roof.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you might say, every day I take my car and...
drive it.
Okay. And you'd say, yesterday I...
drove it.
Yeah, and ever since I have got my license, I have...
driven it.
Okay, now what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off?
Your gutters.
Okay. And say you have a house and an L